This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sonny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the parliamentary constituency Varanasi today. During the visit, he will inaugurate and lay foundation stones for projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees and address the public gathering. Additionally, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for various airport projects across different states through video conferencing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Kam Yogi Saptah National Learning Week at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that through the mission Karma Yogi, the goal is to create a workforce that will drive the country's development. He emphasized that the new learnings and the experiences from National Learning Week will strengthen and improve working systems, helping to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. President Draupadi Murmu has reached New Delhi after the completion of the three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania, and Malawi. During the week-long visit, President Murmu held the bilateral meetings with the leadership of the three countries that interacted with the Indian diaspora. Delhi Half Marathon will be flagged off today at 4:45 a.m. from Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. It will follow the routes including Bisham Pitmaha Marg, Lodi Road, Mathura Road, Sea Hexagon, Kartavya Path, Rafi Marg and Sansad Marg and finish outside the stadium complex. In view of this, traffic in South and Central Delhi will be affected and regulated for around 6 hours till 11 a.m. More than 35,000 participants are expected to participate in the half marathon. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan will be on a 7-day visit to Singapore and Australia from today. The visit is expected to foster collaboration, participation and synergy in critical areas of mutual interest in education. In the first leg of the 2-day visit to Singapore, Mr. Pradhan will address the members of the Indian diaspora today. The next day, Mr. Pradhan will meet the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, and Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong and other senior leaders. The BJP released the first list of 66 candidates for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections today. As the NDA's seat-sharing formula, the BJP will contest 68 seats with candidates for the remaining 2 seats yet to be announced. Meanwhile, the seat-sharing arrangement for India Bloc has been finalized for the Jharkhand Assembly elections. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress will contest 70 seats. Speaking to the reporters in Ranchi, JMM Executive President Hemant Soren confirmed that 11 seats have been allocated to the RJD and CPI-ML. He added that the seat sharing between JMM and Congress will be finalized soon. In order to strengthen India-Russia business ties, Embassy of India in Moscow hosted India-Russia business-to-business network dinner for Indian delegates of BRICS Business Forum. Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar met with over 80 industry leaders from India and Russia, exploring trade and investment potential and strategic partnership. India has secured leadership positions in all 10 study groups of International Telecommunications Union Standardization Sector at the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, currently underway in New Delhi. In cricket, India have set a target of 107 runs before New Zealand and Bengaluru in the first of the 3-match test series. Rishabh Pant missed out a century after Sarfaraz Khan's majestic 150 helped India to score 462 runs in the second innings of the fourth day of the match being played at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.